This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, July 26th. Well, I just want to update everybody. The market looks kind of bad on the surface, but under the surface, it's fine for us. Encore Wire announced, and it's up sharply today. It beat, of course, on sales and earnings. We had Archer Daniel Midland's come out. They beat. They're up. Okay. So the key is just have stocks that are beating, and that's what we do. And we often get a preview of this because we see the analysts are revising their estimates higher, and those positive analyst revisions to the upside usually precede earnings surprises. So I'm actually having a good day, and I want you to have a good day too. But of course, you got to own the stocks we're recommending. Here's the other thing that's going on. There's some problems out there in the macro world, so let's talk about them. Walmart basically said that the consumers are being very careful how they spend, and lowered its guidance again for the year. So Walmart is expecting earnings decline this year. GM missed, okay? They cited China. Their sales dropped 36% there. And GM cited the semiconductor shortage, okay? Because they have a lot of unfinished vehicles they can't sell until the chips show up. Well, guess what we own? We own the companies that make the chips, okay? So GM's problem is our opportunity, okay? The other thing that's going on is last week, Russia restarted the Nord Stream 1 pipeline and at 40% capacity, but on Wednesday they're cutting it to 20%. So Europe is kind of freaking out. Natural gas prices are surging over there right now, and this is devastating to Germany. Their former German Chancellor, Gerhard Schroeder, is the head of Gazprom, the Russian natural gas company. And Germany was totally dependent upon that cheap natural gas from Russia. And so they've got to do rationing now. They got a problem. They're going to have to be closing plants and factories. And of course, you know, winter's going to be coming. No one's going to have enough gas. So Mr. Putin's doing what he does, which is causing chaos. But we're profiting from that chaos, okay? We own natural gas stocks, okay, that export to Europe. We have plenty of energy stocks that can blow out earnings not only this quarter, but for the next two quarters, okay? And the supply-demand imbalance out there is very, very tight, okay? And I expect crude oil prices to fall after September because worldwide demand should ebb a bit, but we'll see, okay? There's a lot of things that can go wrong. We can have hurricanes and all kinds of stuff disrupt the supply of energy. So we want to stick to our energy bets. We want to stick to our food bets, okay? Like an Archer Daniels Midland. We've already had one of our chicken stocks announce great earnings and give good guidance. I got more chicken stocks. They're going to announce their results. We want to profit from all these supply chain issues and have the shipping stocks and trucking companies and things like that that are profiting right now. So, you know, you can either worry or you can profit from the shortages and problems out there. And that's what we've chosen to do. And a lot of our bets right now are inflation bets, okay? And I know inflation's cooling off, but it's still going to remain, okay? And there's still going to be some acute problems out there. And by the way, speaking of inflation, the problem now isn't really the energy inflation, it's food inflation. You know, we've had this heat wave all over America. And that wasn't good for the chickens or the cattle, okay? There were some losses there. That wasn't good for a lot of the crops. Even though Ukraine's starting to export its wheat again, food prices are going to remain very, very firm due to the weather problems. So that's just another thing that we can profit from. So I don't want you to worry. I want you to stay invested through earnings announcement season. We're going to have a lot of tech earnings after the close today. We've had Microsoft in the past announce that they were worried about the strong dollar impacting their bottom line. We'll see if they update that. We'll see what Apple says. They're very dependent on China. But, Apple and Microsoft are not our core holdings. My wife owns Apple, not Microsoft. The bottom line is we'll see what they say. But your best profits this quarter are going to be in energy, fertilizer, food, shipping, and other transportation stocks, and of course, our specialty semiconductors. So hang in there, folks. I know it's very stressful for you to watch the market do its thing, but there is an oasis, there is a silver lining to follow, and that's where we're invested. So it's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating this podcast during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.